from originally here, I guess, right? It's Rabbi Fisher from Rabbi Fisher's Yeshiva. I'm going to share the link.
Okay, thank you. I'm humbled to be here, just because, for a few reasons. First of all, the fact that you're at work, and here, you know, Yaakov's telling me, you know, sure, come speak in the middle, it doesn't matter. Torah, Hashem, I'm seeing his svarim on his desk. And it's humbling. It's humbling to walk into a office where people are doing, quote unquote, things of Gashmi, which is really what I want to talk about a little bit. And to just stop. You know, they say mincha is the hardest tefillah for this reason. You get up in the morning, you daven, Hashem. And at night, you daven before you go to sleep. But mincha is smack in the middle of the day. To stop in the middle of the day, to thank Hashem, to connect to Hashem, is very, very difficult. Sometimes it's easy to connect to Hashem in the beginning, and easier to connect to Hashem in the beginning and at the end. But the middle, in the middle, it's difficult. We're busy. As Mesil Zisharim says, Tichbara Avoida, that Paro, which is the main Yetzahara, is always just to be busy. Just that I'm busy. Because if I'm busy, then I don't have time to think about those things that are the most important to me. If I'm busy. Tichbara Avoida, that's really what the main Yetzahara, the Ramchal, the Mesil Zisharim says at the beginning, that is the atzas of the Yetzahara. People think my Yetzahara is this, my Yetzahara is that, which is true. We all have similar Yetzaharas for different things. But the Ramchal teaches us that the main Yetzahara is just to be busy, that I'm so busy that I don't have time to think of those things that are the most important. That's why that's why I said once I get started, there's all just a feeling that I had as I'm here. I've never been here before. I wasn't sure. I was telling Yaakov, there's a little bit.
First time you're here.
My first.
This
is the first time.
Which means that there has to be.
Okay. Well, you'll see. Let's see how it goes. I should be Zocha. So to come, to walk into an office and nobody here, I don't know anyone here, at least that I know of. Could be I do through, you know, if I would meet everybody. But it's hard to stop because we're busy, and the lives that we live in general for all of us. I know myself, you know, emails and WhatsApps and etc. As you know, I'm a little bit old school, a little bit. You know, when I tell the guys, we talk about before cell phones, before this, like what, and like cell phones and smartphones and emails is supposed to make things quicker and easier and that, and we know, I don't have to tell you, these are things that we all live with. It just makes us more. We have to do more and more and more. And to stop, it's like Shabbos. Shabbos. What do we do Shabbos? Baruch Hashem. I tell my kids, Shabbos. Like, I don't get upset. I mean, I want to get more sensitive when someone doesn't keep Shabbos. I tell my kids, I just feel bad. I feel bad for them, that I'm better than them. I'm like, I feel bad. Like, I'm so happy I get to, like, stop my phone. I'm so happy I'm able to just sit with my family, you know, and just get in touch with me, to try and get in touch with myself, with my family, with the people who I love and who I feel close to and I want to spend more time with. So that's one aspect why I'm humbled to sit here. And the second one, and this is a little bit more complex, is that I have chashivas for women who work. I have chashivas for everybody who works, but I'm married, Baruch Hashem, and it's humbling. I usually speak to the guys, to the chevra. You know, I know Baruch Hashem, women do listen to my shiurim, but I more speak to guys, and I had a little bit off today. Today was my day off from doing things that I said. Chashava, women and I'm not saying this because of 2025 and because I have to say it, or my wife might listen to the shiur or anything. And I mean, I'm not saying this to talk about the generation of girl power, women power. It's Yiddishkeit, it's Hashem, it's Torah, is that a woman, and I'm emotional. I wasn't planning on being emotional. Emotional because it's a man, it's different. A man going to work, I you know what, I'll talk about myself. I can't talk about men, but when I talk with the men, I can talk about men. So I'm just sharing, I could talk to you, Yaakov. Us men, I mean, you also, you're married. As a man, it's different. I've never been a woman, not that I know of, in this Gilgal. But I know that to have a home, and I know that to be at work, and that's really what I want to talk about. It's a good segue to what I want to share, and that is that I'm humbled. I'm very humbled because I don't know what it is to have the achrayus of a home, to have the achrayus of a woman, to have that responsibility, and also to be at work. And I'm very humbled by that, and that you're stopping in the middle of your work for Torah. It's like so deep. It's like Mashiach. It's like Geula. It's a Geula. This place, which I'm going to say Hamakom Asher Ata Oimid. Now I'm going to get to the main, what I really want to share. That was just my intro. I feel good that I was able to share because I'm really a little bit humbled by this maimed over here. I'm coming from Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, from a yeshiva, from a holy place, Eretz Yisrael, a Beis Medrash, and this is my shtickel where I grew up a little bit, still growing up, where I grew up earlier in my life. Hamakom Asher Ata Oimid, this is really what I want to share with everybody, and that is that I think one of the biggest challenges that I have, I can only share my challenges, that which is most personal is most universal. A lot of times when somebody's struggling with something, they say, I'm the only one struggling with it, and especially when it's like deep, it's like embarrassed, there's shame, I'm the only one struggling, and it's not true, it's the exact opposite. That which is most personal, I think Carl Rogers, Lahavdil, said it, and it's so true. That which is most personal is most universal. When you feel a certain way about something and you connect a certain way, so most people can identify with that and can relate to that. So I just want to share something that's personal for me, and that is this inyan of the busyness and what is chashuv and what's not chashuv. You know, guys, many times, I love Baruch Hashem, I give a shalom bayis shir every day. I do in a certain way because I talk about marriage all the time, but I give once a week on Zoom in Eretz Yisrael. We have the guys in America who tune in, and Eretz Yisrael 12:30, 7:30. I should send you you have to come. And this is what I talk about. I talk about it's one of the things that I think is so you know important. I know to myself. Is that it's very hard to judge. It's very hard to judge what is like. Someone says, "Do I go to Marav or do I spend time?" Or my wife needs help. Do I go learn or do I? What am I supposed to do? Like, what's my avoda? And I always say, like, I don't think you can answer that question. Of course, you have to be there for your wife, but you also have to dava Marav. And they're equally. It's more important to be there for your wife. That I say publicly. I'm not saying this. Anyone who's listened to Shurim, you have to. But you also have to go down Marav. You have to go to work. You have to be connected to Hashem. You have to go to the Beis Medrash. You also have to be there for your children. And that balance, I don't like that word balance. It's a tough word. Because when you try to be balanced, then you could maybe fall into like perfectionism, which is difficult. But it's sort of like to try to be tuned in that everything that I'm doing, and Yaakov, b'schus, what you're doing here, this mamash, is Hamakom Asher Ata Omid Sham is Admas Kodesh. What happens is we think that this is Kodesh and this is Chol. And if I'm working on the computer and I'm doing something, that's Chol. And when I'm listening to a shir, that's Kodesh. And it is true. It is true. There is something called Limud HaTorah. There's Tefillah. There's going to Shul. There's connecting to Hashem. But what happens is when I'm spending time and I'm doing something mundane, the Kutzker Rebbe says, Lashem, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. The Shemayim is for Hashem. We say in Hallel, Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. And the land I made for people. And the Kutzker Rebbe says, yeah, the Shemayim is Shemayim for Hashem. But Haaretz is Libnei Adam to make the Aretz Shemayim. I'm not so sure when someone's having a deep conversation with their spouse or having a deep conversation with somebody about life, or I don't know what goes on in this office, or you're just punching numbers at 2:15. I mean, you're not doing that right now, but if you would be at 2:15. Doing something so mundane, says the Kutzker Rebbe, no, that's so holy. And the Yetzirah wants us to be tichbet avoda, it fits, to be just so busy that I don't have time to go and stop and say, this is very chashuv what I'm doing. This is so beautiful what I'm doing. This is so precious what I'm doing. This mundane thing, driving carpal, I don't know if people drive carpal anymore. I haven't driven carpal Also, Eretz Yisrael, it's not like that so much. Even though there is a little carpal, my youngest is already 13 years old. And my wife, anyway, drove the carpal. So, but driving carpal, going shopping, doing quote-unquote, and I say this with the exact ironic, the opposite, doing stupid things. There's nothing stupid. There's nothing stupid that we do. Okay, we sometimes do stupid things. I said last night, we were in Bergenfield. We had a chevra. I said, I might have said this two nights ago over here. Actually, sin is Rosh Hatevis. One of the chevra said by me in yeshiva, sin, Svi Konik, sin is Rosh Hatevis. Someone I'm not. Someone I'm not. Okay. Sometimes we don't do things that are. But that's also chashuv in a crazy way because you do tshuva. And it brings you closer to Hashem. We all know in relationships, we don't want to mess up our relationships so we can apologize. But in a certain way, even when you mess up your relationship, there's that definitely parenthetical. It also brings us close. There's nothing more beautiful than saying I'm sorry to someone and becoming closer because you messed up. So doing things that are so simple, are not so simple. And going to work and being a mother, being a daughter, being a person, just by trying to make money, just by trying to do a good job. My mother, I got to mention my mother over here. My mother, Zolzayin Gesund, always told me, and I never appreciated as much as I have it as I'm getting older. Is 90% of success, I'm sure it's from someone, is just showing up. Just showing up. It's hard to just show up. It's hard to sometimes get dressed in the morning and to go and to be. Because when you're at work, when we're all doing our thing, it's like, that's all that exists. But that's not all that exists. Everybody has a story. Everybody has stuff. We all have stuff. Everybody's got the stuff that, my other life, this is my life. Bringing it together is difficult. It's very difficult. We compartmentalize. We make it like this. But all of us, to work on bringing all of me to wherever. Hamakom asher ad to oimidis ad mas kodesh. That's, I think, how the tzaddikim, like, there's like a chayis. That's why the Kutzker Rebbe could say that the aretz is here to make it shamayim. We could be malachim. Let's be malachim and let's just... Hey, holy, what do I have to deal with? You said a title, right? Titles and this person and I assume you deal with you know, not just Yidden, I'm not sure, right? Dealing with this guy and this thing and the blah, 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 and this I got to do, but I got to do it because I got to make money, or I got to go this, I got blah, blah, blah. And this is what I'm spending my life, this is what I'm spending my life. And the answer is, we don't understand these things in neshama, why you're here, why you're born when you're born, why you're working where you're working, how come you're not how come you're not a therapist, or how come you're not a teacher, or how come you're doing, why this company, why here? Hamakom asher ato oimin is admas kodesh. When we realize that it's so special, the tzaddikim tell us, that's why, right, I tell guys, there used to be maybe a time where somebody with food, you know, now, Baruch Kanai Nahara, right? At least the Chevra, you know, it used to be 2 slices of pizza. Now you have like 5 slices of pizza. Right? Okay. 4 or 5 slices of pizza. I say, or sushi, whatever you're eating, a lot. So you say, oh, you know, cut down the food to be holy. I say, don't worry about cutting down food to be holy. You make a bracha before, you make a bracha afterwards. A person wakes up, a person comes into work. They say, Yosef HaTzadik used to do this, and this is how he was successful. You say, I'm doing something L'Shem Shamayim. I'm doing something L'Shem Shamayim. I'm doing it because I want to help my husband. I'm doing it because I want to help my family. I'm doing it because I want to help the company. I want to do a good job. 90% of success is just showing up. One of the tzaddikim, I forgot who it was, could be Rav Zusha said, I forgot which one, maybe someone here knows. I do want to, in like a few minutes, if you don't mind, I know this might not be the forum, but like I really like conversation. I'll talk about that in a second. I like more like questions and talking stuff out. Let me just say the story and then I'll explain that for a second. Is that they said, what kavana should I have when I'm sewing my, it was a shoemaker, when I'm sewing my shoe, what kavana? Should I be thinking about Hashem? Should I be thinking about this? Should I be thinking about these holy things when I'm doing sewing the shoe? And the tzaddik told the person, yes, know what kavana you have? To do the best job that you can have, that you can do. That's the kavana to have. And I think that if we could just a little bit, myself included, in the biggest way, is to realize, you know, I don't have to tell us all the time how scary life and fragile. I don't have to tell you the tzaddikim, Shlomo HaMelech, it's like they say, it's like this world is like a net, like an animal, a bird walks around pecking with its food, but there's a net of the hunter, and any second there could be, we live in such a fragile time. You see just from here, just to see on the corner, you see everywhere, and it's everywhere. It's very hard. It's very hard, and you see the hostages, and you see we live in such a life is fragile always. We don't know what tomorrow brings, and we don't know why we're put where we're put. But I think Hamakom Asher Ata Oimid is Atmas Kodesh, to say, Hashem, I know wherever I am now, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Whether it's in the kitchen, whether it's on the road, whether it's doing something in an office, and to stop right now, to be able to stop and to be able to say, Hashem, I want. That's what Yosef did before he made it. They say to Potiphar, he would make a tea and say, Hashem, I want him to. They would say, who are you talking to? They would say, what are you talking about? You have a tea. Well, who are you talking to? And he says, I'm talking to Hashem. I want the tea to taste delicious for you. And if we say that, I want to go to work, I want to be in a place that it elevates me, that I feel elevated. Not that I have to say Tehillim, but the job that I'm doing is so special. It's so special. I really want to do a little bit, even if it's a few minutes, and I'll tell you why. You know, I think that one of the things that I really appreciate is conversations. I think conversations are so important. I think there's a lot of, we all know in any relationship, that's what's hard with Hashem sometimes, because we want to have a conversation with Hashem, and we want Hashem sometimes to like talk back to us. We want like a, because every relationship is two. Every relationship is two. And I really enjoy, I know in yeshiva we do it, to just talk, to ask questions and to talk. Because when we talk, I think a little bit, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where there's just so much information. There's so much information. I can't believe, by the way, I'm really like, I can't believe that everybody's like listening, or at least that you're making me feel like you're listening.
Speak to women, Baruch.
And I can't believe you, no, I'm saying you're sitting here, I want to tell you, Hashem.
Don't listen to me.
I'm saying a little, I'm saying a, yeah, because if so, maybe you got to give the shear.
I knew it.
See, you said, no, but I didn't mean that as Muslim. I'm saying Hashem, look at your clients.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please. But I just want to say this one point, and then I'm saying, should I tell you, you want to hear, I don't know if you guys know about codependence, but we all struggle with codependence. I'm saying, I'm worried that I'm taking up your time. I feel like I'm more worried about your work than you're worried about your work. It's probably not true, but I'm like blown away. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? Why are you listening to me? Go back to work, like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? And especially the you. What are you doing here? And I just want to say, it's just very validating to what I'm saying. It's validating because honestly, I did not know what I was going to say. I didn't know even what I was getting into. I wasn't sure what I was. But I trust in Hashem. I trust in Hashem. We all trust in Hashem. I know you. We all trust in Hashem. I said, Hashem will know what we're supposed to talk about. And it's so clear to me that it's so humbling that there's like time is frozen to talk about this and to say, like, you know, I'm not expressing it so much, but I want to hear your, that's why I want to have the conversation. It's like we're able to really, really live the life that we want to live. That's so crazy. We're able, really, no matter how old you are. I'm blessed to get to hang out with young chevra. So it makes me feel like I am Baruch Hashem young, but it makes me feel even younger than I am. I feel like I'm like 27 years old, for real. Even though I hang out with guys who are like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. So I feel a little bit older than them. But, and so I have the luxury to tell them, dream your dreams and be who you want to be. But I know it's also true no matter how old you are. I really feel it to be true that it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Dream the dream to live the life. Because if you could be in a place like this and you could stop, even if you couldn't do this, to really live the life that you want to live and dream the dream that you want to live with the person you want to live with, how you want to live with them. That's why I do the Shalom Bais once a week, to have the best marriage, which takes a lot of work. Have amazing relationships with your parents, with your children. That takes work. It doesn't just happen. And we just get busy. We just get busy, myself included. So it's good to like stop and to have these conversations. So okay, I cut you off, Yaakov. So go. Go, ask the question. Thank you for listening.
Yes, a tissue.
After the roast.
Can I take a tissue?
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Can I get a drink or something?
Yeah, maybe a little. No, but ask the question. Yeah.
So the question I have is that after the roast speaks, it's clear and simple.
Right, what do you do
put
now?
Put everything in perspective.
Right.
It feels great.
Great.
But the truth is, want some water or something?
Yeah, water. Something cold. Yeah, seltzer would be great. Yeah, please. Thank
there's
you.
Seltzer in there.
If it's
yeah.
not.
Look at the top shelf.
Great, perfect.
How do you keep it fresh? That's the
million-dollar question.
And
so.
It's good when you come to work and the Rav's here to speak, because this was a pleasant surprise when I told everyone this morning. Everyone got excited, as did I, but
thank you.
Tomorrow when the stress of life hits or when the Rav leaves,
you
have 100 emails to answer,
right.
And you have carpool.
Right.
And
right.
You have
right, a million things. I'm just going to borrow Chatzalad and I'll give a hand on my Chalom Shah, call me the girl. So it's one of my favorite quotes, and I say it for a lot of things. And this might be hard for you.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
Uma.
Thank
you. Uma. That's why there was a kid. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you just mentioned it to me.
We'll talk. I have a little. That's one of my favorite quotes. And you can apply it to a lot of things. Motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily.
Okay. So what tools should we use?
So the first step is to remember, yes, in 5 minutes from now, and especially with the generation, I mentioned this a few nights ago also, I can't say this enough, especially a generation we don't use this term, ADHD, attention deficit. I don't believe that. One of my guys in Yeshiva said it's not ADHD. It's AAEIC, which is above average energy, imagination, and creativity. I'll say that again. Above average energy, imagination, and creativity. And usually the teacher didn't have... Right, because right. Usually the teacher who told you or whoever it was didn't have AAEIC, or a parent sometimes doesn't have AAEIC, above average energy, imagination, creativity, so they label their child as ADHD, as negative, because I can't handle it, so I might as well box you in. That's a conversation for another time if I'm invited back. But to answer your question a little bit is that yes, we get distracted very quickly, and it's okay. It's okay that we get distracted because there's a lot to get distracted from, and that's okay. But we're sitting here right now from 2:00 to 2:30, and it's Shabbos, Bechinas Shabbos, Torah, Kulei Alma. Everybody, the Gemara says, everybody agrees that Shabbos was the Torah was given on Shabbos. Because in order to have Shabbos, to all of us here, Baruch Hashem, I would assume, right? Shabbos is a no one says, so how do I work on Shabbos? I'm not talking about connecting to Shabbos. How do I work? Tell somebody who never kept Shabbos, tell Lahavdil, a guy who doesn't know what Shabbos, what's their question? How could you possibly tell me Friday afternoon, every Friday afternoon, you're going to stop everything, you're going to light the candles, and it's going to be for 20, what's the answer? The answer is that I've put that into the system that I have to. It's a necessity. Like I tell people that Shalom Bayis in the Shir, I say it's not a luxury to have a great marriage. If it's a luxury to have a great marriage, you might not have a great marriage. If it's a luxury, right, to have $10 million, you might not have $10 million. If it's a necessity to have $10 million, you'll probably figure it out. If it's a necessity for me to love myself more, if it's a necessity for me to love people more, if it's a necessity, so you're going to say, so how do I make it a necessity? Okay, we can keep on going. But it's the truth. If it's not an option for me to live this, there. I want to tell you something. Why are we sitting here? I know I said this 20 times already. Why are we sitting here from two in the middle of the busyness of a day? That's why I start off like mincha. And you're sitting here more relaxed than me. That's not a lie. Because for you it's a no, because for you it's a necessity. For you this is obvious that I bring Torah and I bring my office and the people who work in my office. This is a necessity. This is not a luxury. You have svarim on your desk, whether you're doing it because it looks good or it doesn't look good. But it looks good, Yaakov, it looks good. It looks delicious, it looks beautiful. You know why? Because at the end of the day, like I started off saying, everything that we're all doing is so chashuv. And the Yetzer Hara wants one thing always. The tzaddikim, this is not my own stuff. The tzaddikim tells us one thing the Yetzer Hara wants. Not that we do things wrong. We're gonna do things wrong. In Tzaddik Barat, it's Sheher Yasa Toiv LeYechta. Everybody messes up. There are only four people, the Gemara says, who didn't mess up, and it's hard to even list them. How come we don't celebrate them? Okay, the Gemara says, we don't. So that's not what life's about. Life is not about not messing up. That's not what life is about. We're going to mess up. We're all going to mess up. It's okay. It's okay that we mess up.
What really hits home for me is what you were saying before about, I guess, a marriage. When you do mess up in a marriage, it creates a stronger bond after you say
yes,
you're
sorry. Yes, everything's like
the
that.
The way to learn and the way to keep it fresh within you, yes, obviously is to have shiurim every day, every week, and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But also, when you go through a stressful time and you don't do what you wanted to do, looking back, you can then say, hey, you know what, the next time that comes around, I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to do it.
Yeah, we're all trying. We're all trying. Yes, of course. There's no. I really want to hear from you. I don't have the answers. I don't have answers. I'm just like everybody here. We're all trying. We're all trying to do what we can do. We're all trying to sit here and to try to connect and try and have a fulfilled life and try and be connected to Hashem. It was incredible. Okay, so if anyone has questions, comments, please.
It's a lot to take in.
Oh, that's not good. I'm sorry, really.
No, it's amazing, but it's a lot to process and take in, so it's hard to ask.
I like that. Thank you. I respect that. No, I like that. I like that. That's true. I like that. I want to respond to that because I think that's so important. Like, you know, feeling and connecting our mind to our heart and our chachman and bina, and I think you're so right. You know, I think specifically in during these times where we have so much information and the news and what's going on, and then we wonder why we don't feel. And I think it's like you're saying, it's like it's too much, and then we beat ourselves up like, how come I'm not sensitive? When I was walking down, I don't know when the last time you walked, when you walk in the airport in Eretz Yisrael, and they had the pictures of the hostages, and I don't want to walk by it. I want to stop and I want to process, but for whatever reason, Hashem wants us to work on processing, I think, because it's so hard to process. Because there's so much news. And this happened to this one, and this. And I'm supposed to feel, but I can't feel, but how am I supposed to feel? And it's so good what you're saying. I so appreciate what you're saying because sometimes we have to stop and slow down. And we have to, just like what we're doing right now, we have to slow down. And just say like, okay, what am I looking at? I'm looking at a person, a father, a brother, a sister, and we can't just say it like that. So it's so good to stop. It's so good to do this. It's so healthy in a ruchnius way.
I think Rebbe's touching on what Joe Rosenfeld said when he said, I just remember now. He said, when you wake up in the morning, Maida Ani is what sets the standard of the day. And you walk into a room and you kiss the mezuzah, that's your Admas Kodesh, that's your Shabbos moment, that's your ability to get in the right mindset. You have that. There's a little tricks of the trade to...
Right, so I want to say, and then I want to hear your question, Yaakov, I want to say what you're saying a little bit, and I think that we don't have to try as hard. How can I refer you? What's your name?
This is Devorah.
I think that what you're saying talks to me a lot because I think it's not about, I'm not arguing with what he's saying. I'm just saying for me, it's not so much of the trick, how do I get there? I think we're there. I think it's letting it in. I think it's letting, it's like, you're
well,
a bit, I don't know, we could talk, I'm saying it's
about, connecting.
It's.
Well, the only way to walk past in the airport, let's say like you said,
right.
The only way to walk past is to block a certain process, if it's fully processed, you can't walk.
Exactly, so, but I wanna say something to that. That is that it's a line, Baruch Hashem, that hit me this year during Shalosh Shudas with the yeshiva, is that if you're chasing Hashem, that's not good. If you're running after Hashem, that's very different. I'll tell you what happened. I was walking to Shalosh Shudas and my grandchildren were over the house for Shabbos with my daughter and as I was walking to yeshiva, I live on the moshav where the yeshiva is. As I was walking, my grandson was farther down and with my daughter and my other daughter, they were walking, and my grandson was running to me. And it was the most beautiful feeling, not when he hit me. It was like one of those scenes in a movie, sorry to mention, like a scene of, you know, where two people, it's my grandson, it's like that love, and I was like, why did Hashem just make that happen? Like, what am I, besides the fact that I just loved it, thank you Hashem for that feeling. But here my grandson's running to me. He's running to me. And I'm walking towards him. And I was like, that's Hashem. If I'm chasing Hashem, I'm doing, it's not supposed to be like that. Hashem's not running, sometimes we feel like Hashem's running away from us. He's not running, sometimes it feels like that. But that's not good. That's not good. It's not true. It's not Judaism. It's not the truth. Forget about Judaism. It's not true. Hashem is, so that's what I was saying a little bit. Sometimes we're trying to like be connected. I'm trying to feel, and like you said, Mrs. Devorah, like it's not, you're right. If I would be able to, some of the tzaddikim says, I can't look at the news. I can't look. I said it the other night. So someone said once that I can't, he had to identify, Hashem Yirachem had to identify a soldier as a relative. And he said, I won't do it. And he said, why not? Why won't you do it? He says, because if it's not the relative, I'm going to be happy. And I don't want to be happy. I don't want to open up the news if I can't. And maybe, you know what? Maybe it's true. Maybe I didn't want to, I'm telling you, as I was walking, it was very deep, especially after this whole Iran thing. It's always, the last few years, since Simchas Torah has been so heavy for all of us. It's been so heavy. And I really like what you're saying. Like, so then maybe don't. I like that, because that means if I do, then I'm there. I'm connected. I'm there. And we are so connected already. I said, you know, I got to say this. I said this. You guys heard this. These guys are hearing this. My stuff over here. I mean, he hears anyway, Baruch Hashem. On the plane, when they said Wi-Fi, do you want Wi-Fi? This, you're going to love this one, I think, Yaakov. On the Wi-Fi, right, they say, do you want to connect? So connect. I'm like, you mean you should write, do you want to disconnect with the Wi-Fi? Right? Maybe I'm already connected. Maybe Hashem, that's really what I think my message a little bit. Maybe I'm already close to Hashem. Maybe I'm already doing Malkam Asher Ata Omei is Ad Moskodesh. I told you once to get me started. I'm not going to start. I get to start getting comfortable.
What was this question?
Okay, are you?
I just want to thank you for being the Chazakas and thank you to Yaakov for elevating our own perspective.
She
was
this.
It's very special.
My work also. It is. I'll end. If someone else has, because this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I try and do. Just have conversations and talk about things. Yeah. Go. It's your.
Present in that difficult morning,
right.
Put it outside,
right.
The box, come here,
right.
and then you could be in a situation that we're on the phones from people, not from Jewish, not
right.
whatever you want to say. Somebody's asking us to do something that maybe we're uncomfortable with.
Right.
So in a moment like that,
right.
especially let's say with a stressful morning or not a stressful morning, it's very hard to feel connected.
Right.
Or to say, okay, I'm at work and this is my purpose and this is, I'm doing it, l'shem shemayim or something, especially if we're being asked to do things that we're uncomfortable with.
Right. I'm going to share something that's changed my life. It's very simple, but it's really changed my life. We do a Hilchos Lashon Hara in yeshiva, the whole yeshiva, every day. I do it in my house every time we eat. Small halacha. It's actually a chat that that someone made up. It's actually some close people to me made up. There were close to 400 people, and all it is quick halacha, Hilchos Lashon Hara, that the Chavetz Chaim says if you do that, you won't speak negative about, he promises, the Chavetz Chaim says, if you learn the halachas, that's one thing that I think is a powerful thing to do, because a lot of it is judging, seeing speaking to someone, or dealing with someone, whether it's at home, whether it's at work. It has changed my life. It's the Chavetz Chaim. It's not like learning a long halacha, it's like just doing that, that's number one. And the second thing that you might also is saying Igeres HaRamban. I know, if anyone's ever said the Igeres HaRamban, you've seen it, it's incredible how he talks about being humble, and he talks about Dibur HaBenachas, how to talk, how to relate to people, and he says it's a tremendous segula. He himself, the Ramban, is a Rishon. He says when you say that, it affects, you could daven for something, and I know myself, I could just share, something like that is, I can tell the difference when I say it later on in the day. I try and say it in the morning right away, because I want to, he starts off, Shakol Tvarecha Yu Benachas, L'chol Adam, L'chol Eis, L'bezet Tinatzel Menachas, anger, having a tough, I don't have to tell you what it is, because you know better than me, my wife got the kids out in the morning. I don't know what it is to drive, to get kids out. I don't know what it is to cook and clean and be responsible for that and to work. It's not old school where the mother's, you know, at home and the father. That's not the world that we live in. Hashem made it incredible. So I would suggest you do simple things like that. Maybe we're coming back to what you were originally saying, like how practically you say little. I think the control thing, I just want to share. I think the control thing, and like, I have to connect, I gotta be calm, I think for all of this, or for myself, I could say, that's where it's difficult. When it's, did I do my Igeres HaRamban? Did I say that short, and it's short? Did I say that tefillah? Did I say my Hilchos Lashon Hara with my family? I don't want my home to be a home where I talk about anybody else. I just wanna talk to my wife to talk to me, the children, let's talk about each other, let's talk as a family. I don't want to talk about what's going on out there. It's hard enough. And when we do those little things, it's very big. So I think it's, I don't know if that's helping, but I know when we, and we're reading the words of the tzaddikim, the Ramban, the Chavetz Chaim. Okay. Wow. I'm sorry. I don't want to leave here. This is like amazing. Thank you. I thank you so much for. Thank you. You should have. I don't know. I don't know much about what we'll could choose a little bit, but everybody here should really be matzliach in everything you're doing in gashmias and ruchnias, and to be able to heal whatever we need to heal from, whatever we need to connect to in our relationships with our parents, with our children, with our spouses. With our people we work with, be able to see the good in each other. It's so hard. Jealousy, it's normal. It's so normal. Even though, right, normal, but you know what I mean? It's so human to be jealous. It's so human to see negative. but it's also, we're big people, but tzaddikim, all of us, v'amet kulam tzaddikim, we're all so close to Hashem, we have a big neshama, all of us. Hashem should help this place, that the Torah will be here even when the Torah is not here, it stays. You have to be careful over here, because you're going to do these shiurim like this, you're going to start doing halacha, so I'm not saying you're going to do it with the Chavetz Chaim, you start doing little things, this place becomes very, very holy place. It gets elevated. It has like status. There's this hilchus of a place that there's Torah. It's different. This is not just an office place. Maybe this place will come there and it's strong, right? Yeah. Hashem should help you all. Thank you so much, really. It was an honor to be here. And really, hatzlacha to all of us. And Amir Tashem, we'll be zocha, all of us together, to be in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, with all the hostages, returns, all the chayalim, all of Israel together, with the gula shlema. Thank you so much.